You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. It's Fan Friday, Ray.
Man, listen here. FFWDL. Fan Friday with Doc Lewis, baby. Yes. Yes, Doc. We going in, man. No, look, Doc, I got to tell you this, man. Look, I know we get a bunch of emails and we get a bunch of things coming in, man. But I think we should, like, really highlight some people, man, who are really calling in and speaking about how it helps them. There's this guy by the name of Ali. He's from Bahrain. It's a tiny little island in the Middle East. My gosh. I mean, and it's so awesome, man. You know, he says thank you a million times. But I want to read the people how impactful, you know, people are starting to get it. He said, listen, I live in Bahrain, tiny island in the Middle East. American football is non-existent in this part of the world, but your topics are international and for everyone who wants to improve. He says, bottom line, he says, since he stumbled upon us, he says, I have been spreading more time self-improving at work and the gym with my friends and family. And you both have motivated me to want to help others. I've also taken up the project for performance enhancement program at work. So I want you to listen to this. He then says about Dr. Conscious, he says, Doctor, you mentioned on your podcast, don't meet someone where they are. Meet them where they are. And in every meeting now, I start with saying, I'm going to meet you where you are, and we will get to where you want to be. Doc, can you speak on that? That's just freaking amazing.
Well, you know what? I really feel so honored that people are using that, because that's the essence of my yield theory. It is the whole concept of, in life, we really want people to be in a certain spot, so we just expect them to automatically be there, when if we would step back and realize they are where they are, and then go actually meet them where they are, then we can really help them move from there. I'm honored that he wrote in about this, and that this is impacting him in such a big way. I mean, Ray, seriously, this is all over the world.
Man, I'm telling you, you got to things. Words, you know, have great power to them. And he says later, I can't thank you, gentlemen, enough. You have honestly touched my life more than you can imagine. And what you're doing, it cannot be measured. Mm. That you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you got two choices in life. There's no lukewarm. You can either be light or you can be dark. Mm. That's it. And that's what people, pure people from their heart, that's what they resonate with. The pureness of what somebody can give them. And that's what Ali's talking about is, yes, it's, yeah, he don't know nothing about football, but he ran across our podcast, and our podcast is simply telling people how to be a better you, how to always use the car analogy, never put this on cruise control. Right? Because if you put it on cruise control, you're going to let life ride itself out. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. But you got to have ways to deal with it. And that's why I'm really excited to hear from Ali, so he knows that we appreciate him following us and that it did change his life way over in Bahrain, you know, and a tiny island in the Middle East. That's like the coolest thing, man. Not that somebody can be, hey, let's go to a concert and I'm going to scream loud, but I'll never be able to meet you and you may never change my life. No, guess what? You are directly affecting Ali's life. Mm. And that's the reward to life.
It's such a reward, and I want him to hear, and I want our listeners to hear how much we genuinely appreciate this. Because if you could see the conversations that occurred behind closed doors, when it's just me and Ray in the room, and we decided, we talked about we both are just so passionate and genuinely want to help. Like, we really genuinely just want to help. So the fact that that our message is resonating with people is something that we feel very grateful for. I feel very, very, very humbled that he's picking up on this yield theory and using it, because what I see is all of us in life, we just want so badly for our loved ones to be in a certain spot, and we want our employees to be in a certain spot. But if we can not just know it, but really live it, and stop and say, wait, hold on a second, let me find you. Let me find out exactly where you are. Let me listen. And it's that humility to listen. And once you listen where they are, then you can meet them where they are and actually help them make the changes that they need to make. And I love too, like, I love that this helped him be exposed to your book, because for people that don't know, your book is phenomenal. Like, it's a you can't put it down type book. But it's not just about the fascination and the way it's written. It's that you really motivate every sentence. Like, it's just constantly like motivated, motivated, motivated. So yeah, I feel really grateful that we're impacting people even on a tiny island in the Middle East.
Oh man, look, I'd say this. There's this book. There's this other book I read not too long ago. It's just like a 100-page book, but it's called Peaks and Valleys. And the basic concept of the book is exactly what we're speaking about right now. Is right, like, when you find yourself at the top of a peak, you know, I mean, will you go back to the valley? You know, and the valley is, you know, it's a lot of us that came out of the valley. A lot of us found our way out of the valley and reached the peak of the mountain. But once you get to the peak, you realize that life only really starts when you go back to the valley and teach other people how to get to the peak. Mm. You know? Mm. And so that's why I think, you know, it's so awesome that people actually understand the transformation that you got to go through to then help somebody go get that peak. But then you got to go exactly and meet them right where they are. You cannot say, hey, I have this and you have no. You say, where are you? I'm coming where you are, and I'm gonna sit right there with you until we figure this out.
Yeah. Well, and then what you just shared too, like what you just shared too is really big, because many years ago from Japan, there were these legend of these 10 plates that kind of came out, and there were drawings on these 10 plates, and the plates kind of show the transition of a person, and this comes from the tradition of Zen Buddhism, of a person that's kind of going through the self-transformation. But what's really interesting, on the 9th plate, it's blank, right? As if everything, once you finally get to self-realization, it's beyond words. It's beyond anything once you really get to that spot. But what was fascinating was, out of Japan, they finally found this 10th plate that was elusive for a while. And when they finally found this 10th plate, it was a picture of a man coming back into the world. So once you kind of achieve all that knowledge or whatever, you're coming back into the world. And I think this is relevant for all of us, because once we get to a certain spot in life where we achieve some things, it's great to think about, let me just go off onto a mountaintop somewhere. But the reality is, we want to come back in and share whatever we've learned along the way. And we so certainly don't want to share it with people like, you should already know it. You should already know what I know, because I've been through what I've been through. Instead, we should continue to be humble and be like, listen, I just want to share this with you. Let me know where you are. Let me find you. So yeah, I feel really grateful to him. So as much as this is Fan Friday, we just want to express our own appreciation to the fans for writing in.
Yeah, man. There's another one. A young lady by the name of Autumn. She wrote in. It was interesting because, you know, she was talking about, you know, applying your wisdom to become a better engineer. And she asked, you know, in there, from my profession, I'm an engineer who does a lot of computer programming, something I'm passionate about. You know, she's a runner. She's very active. And she says the advice you give on your show translate really nice towards improving as a runner. I've applied many of the things you guys talk about, you know, towards knocking minutes off of my marathon time. She runs marathons. However, I had more difficulty in applying your wisdom towards becoming a better engineer and programmer. I'm wondering if it would be possible for you guys to get a scientist engineer on your show to discuss how what Ray did to become the best linebacker of all time, blah, 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 right? Now, let me share something with you, Artem, because I don't think what I do know is what you're looking for. You are the only one that can go find that. Let me give you an example. You asked, how did I have the career I had? I took the time out. Think about all the engineers that's in your business, all the programmers that's in your business. And think about how many of them will locate the best engineer or the best program in the world. And maybe you don't go to him to hire you, but you go to him to purely mentor you. I tell you what I did. 1998, 99, I went to Marvin Lewis, who was my defense coordinator at the time. It was early in my career. And he asked me, what did I want to do? And I said, I wanted to be the greatest of all time. And he said, do you know what that's going to take? He said, what does that mean? I said, regardless of position, regardless of offense, defense, I want to be looked at as the greatest ever. He said, well, if that's the case, he said, you're going to have to come up and sit with me in my office every morning at 6 a.m. in the morning. I said, really? Now, this is me young now. I'm 22 years right. old. And the first day he offered that to me, Artem, I said, I'll be up there. Now, I know he thought I wasn't coming, Doc. But I went in that office, and this is to you, Artem, is to find the closest engineer to you, find the closest programmer that you respect to you. And when I went in that office with Marvin Lewis, he wondered would I come back the next day. I went in there 3 years straight to where I knew the defense better than any defensive coordinator knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew my offenses better than any offensive coordinators knew them. Because mm-hmm. I went and got private sessions. See, sometimes, Artem, sometimes people talking about it is one thing. Sometimes people sitting in a room with you personally and giving you what you're looking for. Because that's what you're looking for. You're looking to take your game to the next level. You're looking to take your business to the next level. And that requires a little bit of private time with someone who was smarter than you in that business or has been doing it more than you. Let me say that. Not smarter. They just been doing it more than you. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I took out of my career is that I did a lot of things that guys wouldn't do when it takes to be the greatest, not just defensive player, not just linebacker, but be just the greatest student of the game. I soaked up a bunch of people's knowledge when it came to a sponge. So
you're giving what you're giving right now, Ray, is the formula for greatness. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, I want you to stay tuned because what Ray is describing right now is the formula for greatness. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back, and it's Fan Friday, and we've got some really cool, I mean, we're getting tons of emails and things, and just response is really overwhelming, and both Ray and I are extremely appreciative for it, and we're addressing it, and you know, the letter that Ray was reading right before the break talked about a person trying to become a better scientist engineer, and to me, the answers that you're giving, Ray, are this is the formula for greatness. Like, I love the phrase when you said when I heard you say correctly is you are the only one who can go find that. And what you did to become, and you know, I was saying this to my nephew the other day, I said, what I really want you to do is listen to every word that Ray is saying, because here is the greatest player in the history of the NFL speaking about how he became the greatest player in the history of the NFL. And you're right. This has nothing to do with football. Well, it has very little to do with football. Let me say it that way. Because I believe we can take the formula for greatness that you are teaching everyone and say this applies everywhere. In other words, the formula for greatness that you've talked about in the past, that consistency, that being open to learning, that being able to find someone who's doing it and say, let me learn that, and then not just learn that, but let me take that to the next level, which is what's inside of you. To me, these are the keys, the formula to greatness that I am, like, I just literally sometimes when we're done with this show, sometimes I sit back and think, how could I have really been, oh, I'm so grateful that I was actually got to be a part of that, because hearing you talk about that formula for greatness, Ray, that applies to engineering, that applies everywhere. That applies everywhere.
Yeah, because see, I think that, you know, another side note to Autumn is, you know, I hear, like, I know what you're chasing, and one of the things that I want to challenge her with is, you know, it's very unpopular to chase what you're chasing, because it was very unpopular for me to sit in my bedroom day after day after day after day and sit in those meetings with the coaches. Oh my gosh, meeting after meeting after meeting. Until it finally clicked with me one day when I was sitting in a meeting, and I never forget it. I asked one of the coordinators, I said, do you think I could draw up like defenses, like everything you're running, but you think I could call like the first 12 plays that we play with when we go out there on defense? And the first response I was like, yeah. I mean, let us see what you're thinking. And what I figured out was, Doc, that I had become more of a student of the game than a player of the game. Because I then started looking at every piece that I had on my football team, and I started to say, wow, okay, I knew the strength of my defensive end. I knew the weakness of my right inside linebacker. I knew the strength of my safety to my left side. I knew the weakness to my right corner. I knew the strength to my defensive tackle. So I started knowing all of those things, and I started saying, let me draw up these defenses, because I know the way my players play, and I know what they want more than anybody else. And I also know what's going to protect us. But Autumn, that's the thing that I'm telling you when you say go further, go sit with somebody, and then it's going to click to you one day, and you're going to say, I got it. And when you get it, from year 5 to year 17, when you get it, it becomes your world. And I think that's why it totally became my world, because I went and got it. I went and researched. I looked for it, and I sought out the right people. I mean, I had a lot of defensive coordinators and things. At the time, and I had a bunch of linebacker position coaches, and regardless of how many I had, every one of them, I took something from. Every one of them. Yeah.
Okay. So listen, this is why I'm so really, really, really excited about this. I love that you talked about from year 5 to year 17, because I hear so many people want it, and they want it so right now. Give it to me right now. I got it right now. You have to understand that you took years to develop into what you got. And There's a key in there when you talked about, can I draw up defenses? And it's a lesson that has resonated with me my entire life. It's something my dad used to teach me. My dad always taught me to study information as though I have to teach it. He said, when you have to teach information, you'll learn it a whole different way. But if you study, let me just learn what's on the test, you're never going to get it. But if you have to study as though you have to teach it. So listen, I heard my dad say this my entire life. But I'll never forget the first year I was a professor. I remember calling my dad and I said, I finally understand because I'm now no longer looking at this information as though I just need to know the information. I need to know it so well that I can convey it to people. So you give day in, day out, every time on this podcast, the keys to greatness for no matter what the profession. I live my life personally by three core principles that define what I do, and I believe these are the three things that guide me: vision, hard work, and patience. To me, Ray, you embody those. Like, that's, to me, you are the epitome of embodying those. You had the vision from the time you were young. You shared on a show one time that you had a conversation with Deion Sanders, and you never said, I want to make it to the NFL. It was, I want to be the greatest in the history of the NFL. Your hard work is legendary. All you need to do is know one sentence about you, and you understand the hard work. But what you just gave right now, that advice right there to Artman, was patience from year 5 to year 17. Vision, hard work, patience. This is the key to greatness in whatever you're doing.
That's it. And listen, write to us more. I mean, because these things can be addressed, and we just want to keep giving you guys the right direction to keep going. But Autumn, Ali, keep chasing your vision, and hopefully our podcast keep blessing you. Many, many others, write to us. Let's have these conversations. I think coming up soon, Doc, we're going to have some call-ins and stuff coming up soon and stuff, right?
100%. Yeah, let's tell them how they – so here's what you can do. If you want – you have a question or a comment for us, you want to write into us, or you want to call into us, look, if you want to call 646-762-4432 and leave us a message. So 646-762-4432. Listen, but you can also message us through our website. So go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. tacklinglifepodcast.com, and then you can find links to social media, information about our guests, just ways to subscribe to the podcast, and a whole lot more. But listen, Fan Friday is something that we're going to embrace. So what we want to do is hear from you. So please reach out. Thank you again to all our listeners. Thank you for reaching out to us, for sure. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. From there, you'll find links to our pages on iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get to all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. There are also links to the Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages where you can become a part of the Tackling Life community and give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432, and we might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. Hey, please help us spread the word and bring in new listeners by giving us a rating and a review on our iTunes page. The more ratings and reviews we have, the higher our ranking is, and the easier it is for new people to find the show. Until next time, for the legend Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conte.